There's a curious dichotomy emerging from Florida's grand economic picture lately. On the one hand, you have Governor Rick Scott's chest-pounding story that unemployment has dropped to just 6.4% under his leadership, that his prosperity gospel of throwing money at major corporations has resulted in a stronger Florida overall. These are boom times. We should all be eating cake. The trouble is, many of us aren't eating at all. Over the past month, Scott has all but ignored the mass software glitches of the state's unemployment website overhaul, leaving some 230,000 residents in the lurch. Last week, he forced one of his lackeys to announce that the website's developer would be punished financially. And the state would be hiring 330 additional people to help process the mounting claims. This comes on the heel of yet another embarrassment for the governor when it comes to his treatment of the poor. On New Year's Eve, a federal court once again ruled that Scott's cruel intention of forcing welfare recipients to take urine tests was unconstitutional. You'll recall that when that policy was allowed to move forward back in 2011 for 3 months, only 2% of applicants tested positive. It cost $118,000 in the end. It all adds up to a seeming black eye of insensitivity for the governor, who, in mounting his latest appeal of the P-test decision, declared that he was ultimately protecting the well-being of Florida families. You have to wonder exactly which families Scott is so bent on protecting.